Hi everybody, it's us, the priests, and we're finding ourselves this evening on Monday, the 19th of December at the Waterfront Hall, Belfast, where we're getting ready for our final concert of the Christmas tour, about 20 minutes to go before curtain up. We have had two wonderful concerts in the Millennium Forum in the city of Derry, stroke Londonderry, the Maiden City as it's oftentimes called. It of course is our hometown, Martin and my our hometown. David is a wee bit further afield. He's, of course, as you know, from Ballymena. But as we said to the good people of Derry, we don't hold that against him in any shape or form. But no, we had a great two nights in the city of Derry. And on the first night, Martin and my dear father arrived, much to our surprise, at the theatre. He is 96, going on 97, as he always reminds us, and hadn't been to any of our shows, but through Martin's good offices, I think he actually, just by his ultimatum, Daddy came to the actual concert. I thought he wouldn't, but he did, and he enjoyed it immensely. In fact, I think he stole the show. He was sitting in his box with his minders, just like royalty, and they were more interested in him, I think, than they were in us. That's no bad thing. But no, seriously, for all of us, it was a great evening. So I'll hand you over to David here, who's going to say a few words about how Derry went and what's planned for later on.
So, yes, it's Father David here. So we had a wonderful time. We had a wonderful time in Derry. Two packed houses, and of course, Eugene and Martin being in their home city, they had a fantastic response from the people. Everybody came out, all their friends, their neighbours, everybody who knows them going back years, everybody who knew their mummy, their late mother, and all the contribution that she made to the life, the musical life of Derry over the last number of decades, all out in force to support the boys and give them every great encouragement. So there's a real buzz in the Millennium Forum over the last couple of nights, and it really made for a wonderful concert. Well, for us, and we thoroughly enjoyed it, and the audience gave us great encouragement and great feedback. So here we are now tonight up in Belfast. It's the very last night now of our tour, and the excitement is really building. We have a capacity audience here of about 1,850. All tickets sold out, standing room only, which is fantastic. And in the audience, my own parents, Francis and Colette, my sister, my godmother, Maurice, and her husband Hugh, my aunt Enda, and various friends and parishioners from all the various parishes, parishioners from Hannistown, from Ballyclare to support Eugene, and from Newton Ards and Cumber to support Father Martin. So we're expecting a real enjoyable evening, and a lot of excitement and stamping and whistling and all of that kind of thing. Great fun night, and it's great for us to be finishing hopefully on a high in our own city here in Belfast. So I'll hand you over to Martin, and he'll maybe fill you in a little bit more.
Well, what is there left to say? As David said, looking forward to tonight very, very much indeed. Yes, our parishioners are coming, and it's lovely to see many friends and family also being here too. The Waterfront Hall is really quite iconic here, along with places like the Ulster Hall as well, but the Waterfront Hall is quite new, and I must say there's great intimacy about the actual hall itself. The orchestra sounding beautiful this evening, as they have throughout the tour, and it's just going to be lovely, just bringing the music to people, lifting their hearts, and hopefully they'll go out with a little lilt in their step as they begin their celebrations, in a sense, for Christmas itself. The Bishop is coming this evening, Bishop Noel Traynor, along with some of his family, so it'll be nice to have his support as well. He's always been very, very ready to give us that encouragement and support in what is a ministry of music in itself. So, we'll keep you posted, and say a wee aspiration for us. Over and out. Bye.